1,600 miles east of China lies the small island of Saipan. It's part of the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Saipan has a rich history, but lately it's fallen on hard times. Saipan's garment factories were shown to have mistreated workers, and its economy has gone the way of the global economy. But those who know Saipan tend to think of it fondly. One of them took the world's Mary Kay Magstead on a tour of the island.
The girls are dressed in grass skirts with white flowers in their long black hair. They sway to the music as young men in vests and crowns woven of reeds stand behind them. This is a bit of an island fantasy, peddled for the Japanese tourists who stop and take photos of these young dancers in front of an upscale souvenir shop in Saipan, just down the street from the Hard Rock Cafe. Behind the dancers, through the glass doors, you see a couple of six-foot teddy bears wearing signs that say, "I love Saipan." Novelist Fred Kluge does, too, in his own way. He was here in the late 60s for the Peace Corps, editing a magazine. He's been coming back ever since.
This island never fails to surprise. You know, there's always something weird and interesting going on here whenever I come back. Whether it's garment industries, Russian tourists, returning U.S. military, it's always something.
This time, the something is closed-up garment factories that used to employ thousands of foreign workers, and an economy that many locals worry is in free fall.
So it's not just that you see the garment factories closed, there were about 30 of those, but you see abandoned shops and hotels, and then finally houses, you know, and that's a little heartbreaking.
But not entirely surprising to Kluge, given the complexities of how Saipan and the other Northern Mariana Islands came to become the latest territory to join the United States in the 1970s, and all the debates since then about how much autonomy to retain, how much traditional island culture to protect, and how much to open up to American ways and the global economy. Kluge wrote about all this in a book called The Edge of Paradise, America in Micronesia.
The Marshall Islands and Palau became republics in a relationship of free association with the United States. So did the so-called Federated States of Micronesia. But Saipan and the other islands of the Northern Marianas wanted a closer relationship with the U.S., which involved permanence and absolute outright U.S. citizenship. They wanted a closer deal.
And they got it. But the relationship was already pretty close before that. Close enough that the CIA was training Taiwanese on Saipan in the 1950s to parachute into communist China. It's not clear what happened to them after they landed. The training grounds were up on something called Capitol Hill, on a low mountain overlooking an aquamarine lagoon. It became, and still is, the seat of government on the island. Fred Kluge offers to take me up to look at it.
Now we're curving uphill. You know, this was Mount Olympus to the locals. It became Trust Territory headquarters in the early 50s.
We come upon a cluster of buildings built like concrete shoeboxes, some with two stories. The ones in better shape are being used by the current government. The rest are dingy, decrepit. Kluge remembers how impressed he used to be with this little American enclave, with homes on a hill that could withstand a typhoon gale.
It was a world. I mean, the women played bridge and the men worked in the office. It was a little like one of those novels set in the hill stations of India. And when I was a Peace Corps volunteer, I thought, boy, when I grow up, if I'm lucky, I'll live on a hill like this with a view of the sea and a house that's typhoon-proof. Oh, wow, you know, I will have made it.
But now, Capitol Hill, like much of Saipan, has seen better days. Down below, many residents still hope something will help turn it all around. But up here, a good chunk of old Capitol Hill seems to have already given up the ghost. As we head back down to sea level, Fred Kluge takes one last wistful look at it and says, "It was really quite a place once." For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Saipan.